Willow Creek Springs presents Healthy Living with your host, Joe Grumbine.
Hello and welcome to the Healthy Living Podcast. I am your host, Joe Grumbine, and today I want to talk about fasting. And this is part one of, I don't know, probably several parts. But fasting is a concept, practice that has affected a lot of people throughout all of history. And first, let's just talk about what it is. What is fasting? You know, we hear these terms all the time. Intermittent fasting, all these different types of fasting. You look back through historical texts, the Bible and other religious practices talk about fasting. And we think about what it is. It's abstinence, it's abstaining of food, sometimes water. Could be just certain types of foods. It could be a number of different concepts, but certainly fasting is abstaining. It's keeping away from something that you would normally do. And when we think about fasting, we think about abstaining primarily from food or water. So let's consider that for a second. One of the most important things that we need for health is food and water, right? You know, we have what? Oxygen. And then probably after that, water. And then after that, food. You can't live without these things coming into your body in regular intervals. And although there's been, you know, historical records or claims of people that, you know, monks and yogis and people like that, that it can go long times without eating or drinking or even just sustaining on very, very small amounts. I have no reason to think that that's not true. I mean, if we think about it, food is nothing but energy, right? Everything is energy, stored energy. So we think about food, you think about calories, you think about nutrition, nutrient density, and all of those things come into play, right? So what is food? You know, something that you put into your body that gives you nutrition, energy, sustenance. It gives you something, hopefully. However, we have foods that we eat that have literally no nutritional value or very little nutritional value. And we eat them all the time. All the sugary things that we eat, dead carbs, ultra processed food. I think some people spend most of their time eating food that's not really food. And then you think about drink, water. Well, how much water do you drink? You know, more and more people are drinking more and more water, but for a long time, people were drinking everything but water. And this could be, you know, sodas, juices, energy drinks, coffees, all sorts of things. But if you think about it, if you start looking at what are you actually taking into your body, the water portion of it is part of it. But if you're taking in as much sugar as water, well, are you really helping yourself? Or if you're taking in ultra caffeinated, diuretic filled drinks that take out more water than they put in, or alcohol or whatever it is that, you know, you're getting your nutrition from or your liquid from, is it better than not taking it? And this is important. There are animals that get all of their water needs just from eating food. And they generally eat a lot of plants. But the point is you can get water from all kinds of sources. And we overdo it, underdo it, do it wrong a lot. That's for sure. So you read the Old Testament, the New Testament, there's references to fasting constantly. And I think a lot of the idea of fasting is to purify yourself, right? So we eat, you feel good. We generally eat too much when we have an opportunity to. And, you know, in the old days, food was a more important part of life because you didn't have it so available. There weren't stores at every 10 feet. There weren't grocery stores, restaurants, fast food places, gas stations with food. Everything has food, food, food everywhere. And you either had to hunt for it, grow it, or something. And it's not the same as it is today. So when we talk about food, there's a lot more of a importance at those times. So when they talked about fasting as a religious ceremony or a practice, it was really important because if you abstained from food, you were completely cutting yourself off. And think about it. Well, what does that do? And you remove something from your life. It puts more energy and focus onto all of the other things. So, all right, there's historical records that go back thousands of years to fasting. The idea is to cleanse yourself, to purify, make yourself right for God. You're not all stuffed full of food and wine and drink and then you're coming before a perfect spirit and saying, "Hey, here I am." Or maybe purge yourself of all the impurities, and that's certainly a good practice. There's all kinds of historical talks about fasting, and we can get into some of those things probably in future conversations. I'm just going to do sort of an overview with this first one. My journey in fasting came 5 or 6 years ago, and let me backstep a little bit. My relationship with food has been very unhealthy most of my life, and I was blessed with a strong body, except for problems with my lungs, but always full of energy as a kid, even as a young adult and an adult. Even today, I have had an abundance of energy that sometimes is good, sometimes gets me into trouble, but I'm trying to focus more attention on positive things right now. So, as a kid, I had a sweet tooth like anybody. I was the oldest of six. So, sometimes there's a competition for food. If you ate your food, you could have a chance at second. So, I was the guy that was always the overachiever. So, I would gobble my food down if I liked it. And then I'd get in there and gobble my seconds, and I always learned to eat fast and furious. And but running around, I was always skinny. I never had any issue whatsoever with weight. I got into young adult. I would eat what we called belly bombs, these gigantic carne asada burritos with everything in them, and I was a hamburger junkie and fast food junkie. I would eat everything, just everything. Even I remember one time as a kid, I think it was my birthday or it was a some event, and my mom had baked a cake, and my dad said, "Well, you go ahead and cut the piece that you want." And I was always a smart ass, always pushing the boundaries of everything. And so I cut a piece that was a decent sized piece. And I says, "Okay, I'm going to take the rest and you guys can have this." And he's like, "What?" And I'm not, and seriously. I was like, "That's the piece I want the whole." My dad was like, "Okay, eat it. You sit there and eat the cake." And it was a chocolate cake, my favorite. It was delicious. And I had to sit there and eat that whole cake. And I think my dad thought, for some reason or another, that would cure me of my problems. But as luck would have it, I am full of fortitude and rebellion, and I got sick. I finished it somehow, and I didn't want to eat chocolate for a while, but quickly got over that, and never had an issue. I don't know how I didn't get diabetes. I mean, like, I would eat every sweet thing. Never got into soda, but lots and lots of juices and candy and baked stuff. And oh man, I just would eat everything. Yeah, and I had a drinking issue for a while as well when I was young. No problem though. Well, life gets a hold of you. And as I was getting around 50 or so, a little bit older, I came to realize that, man, I'm getting pretty hefty. Well, through that time, I had gotten diagnosed with an allergic reaction to a fungus that was treated with steroids, prednisone, and that has side effects of weight gain, and took that for years, and then got from a construction job to a real estate finance and high stress and low physical activity, and continuing to eat like a crazy person. I ate anything I wanted, whenever I wanted. I never ever restricted myself. And frankly, most of the time, what I ate just wasn't great for me. Didn't eat a lot of vegetables, ate quite a bit of fruit. I love fruit, but it's sweet, it's full of sugar. Ate lots of carbs, love bread, love, Mexican food, Italian food, every kind of food. And so one day, this was, oh, and even beyond that, I was always an extremist in the sense of I pushed myself to extremes. So I was the guy at the potluck that would eat two, three plates full of food. And I don't even know. I think back, I enjoyed it, but I think part of it was, look at me, look what I can do. I always had that inside of me as a kid. Let's see if I can do that. Let's see if I can eat that. And I enjoyed it, frankly. Yeah, I get stoned, get the munchies, and just eat the world. And so I had this reputation. Oh, Joe will eat it. Joe will clean it up. Joe the garbage disposal. Well, one day my father died. And he was 70, and I was around 50. Hard to believe. It's time is passing, 7 years or so. And it was all avoidable. He had diabetes, heart disease, sleep apnea, stress, high blood pressure, all the kinds of things that were solvable, preventable. He was a surgeon, medically trained, world renowned. He knew better, and yet didn't do anything about it. And ultimately, I sat in the room and watched him die. Didn't hit me right then. At his funeral, I spoke, and my son reached out to me at my dad's funeral and said, "Hey, we should get together." That was another wake-up call, because my son and my relationship have been dicey for a long time, and just not good. Not bad, just not good. Well, fast forward, now this is about 6 years ago or so, and we were finishing Thanksgiving, and my daughter had told me that she was going to be getting married and asked for me to walk her down the aisle, and we were all happy and proud. And then she hits me up. She's like, "Hey, Dad, why don't you and I lose some weight?" And I says, "Oh, all right." Again, I'm sort of a competitor when it comes to things. I'm like, "Well, then let's make this interesting. And if we're gonna do this, let's bet on it." I says, "I'll bet you $1,000 I can lose 20 pounds before you." And she's like, "Okay." And so we dug in. And for the most part, I just got in and ate less and worked harder. And I live on a property where there's no shortage of work. And so mostly that's what I did. But along the way, I listened to a lot of audiobooks. And it's one of the reasons I got into podcasting is I like listening to podcasts. I thought, well, hell, I got a lot to say. Got a lot of interesting people. Let's share that with the world too. But I got this one audiobook, and it was called The Plant Paradox. And I had no idea what it was about. And it was by a guy named Dr. Gundry. And started listening to this thing, and it was a horribly, horribly narrated book. It just like sounded like a robot was giving it. It's really hard for me to listen to it, but I was in the process of building a hugel culture, which is a type of garden using composting and old wood and stuff. And I was out there just hustling, working hard, and listening to this thing. And finally, it started clicking. I'm like, "Oh, wow, this is about nutrition." This is about plants. This is about why we think some things are good for you and then they're not. And the concept of, you're not just what you eat, but you are what you eat eats. And I started thinking about food and its relationship to me and, how am I going to lose 20 pounds and all of this stuff. And then starts talking about things like abstaining from certain types of foods. And you hear about all these diets, keto and paleo and carnivore and vegan and vegetarian and flexitarian, all these different ways of eating. And you think to yourself, oh, it's the grapefruit diet, it's the Atkins diet, it's all these different diets. And one of the things that Dr. Gundry brought up that started clicking in my head was fasting. And going periods of time without eating, and what that does to your body. And the first time I had really thought about that, I was always really blessed. Like I could go a long time without eating, even though I love to eat. And if I got busy doing something, shoot, I forgot to eat lunch. I never got hypoglycemic. I never got overtired. I never got headaches. I never just, for whatever reason, I was blessed with this even keel constitution. And always had regular bowel movements, always peed normally. I don't know, just never seemed to have those kind of issues. And but started listening to that and going, huh, interesting. And then I started listening to a guy named Dave Asprey, and he brought up the notion of intermittent fasting. And that was really interesting too, because people eat differently. You think, oh, well, eat your three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some people eat five meals a day. Some people just snack all day long. Never really had thought about restricting the time that I ate. And so I began to explore the idea of periods of time, windows of eating and not eating. And then over time, I don't know, it's going about almost in the same time period, I began to spend time with some Northern Cheyenne tradition, started studying and participating in ceremonies and meetings. And the idea of a vision quest came across my bow as well. And that was an idea of, depends on your tradition. It could be 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 days. And that can be without food or water. And they say, well, you're not allowed, you're not going to survive periods of time without water, but turns out your mental fortitude and willpower, that sort of thing, really have a bearing on all of this, and your spiritual being also matters a lot. And I can say this, I have begun a fasting journey back probably about 5 years ago, and I've played around with all different kinds of things. I think the longest I've gone without eating is about a little more than 3 days. So 72, about 76 hours, I think I went. And I tell you what, there is something powerful to it. And it's strange because these powerful opposing forces, right? I've got this stupid constitution that is always hungry. I swear to you. If I'm awake, I'm hungry. I just almost never, I can get done eating and I'm hungry again. And I haven't figured out how to turn that off, even though, some of the techniques that we talk about or will talk about, curtail that. But my goodness, I'm always hungry. So when I fast, you go through waves of hunger and then sometimes you feel okay. And then you go through waves of hunger and sometimes you feel okay. I tell you what, there's nothing better in a fasting session though than sleeping. And it's hard to go to sleep when you're tired. I mean, when you're hungry. And I don't know if you've ever gone to sleep hungry, but man, it's not an easy thing to do. I've never fasted and kept water from me. I've always included water. I've always included black coffee or unsweetened tea or water. Those are three things that I've always allowed during a fast. I don't know. There's no calories to it. It's something that's satisfying, gives you a little bit of caffeine or something that gives you a little sort of boost, but there's no nutritional value. There's no food in it, and water is water. So that's been my journey. I'm going to encourage you, if you're listening, to at least consider, explore some kind of fasting. I have found it to be one of the most powerful tools, and I've just begun. And I'll be pushing this year some of different extremes. We're gonna experiment with different kinds of fasting, protein fasting, carb fasting, different, even probably caffeine fasting. Let's explore those things. Going on straight, no food, no water, I'll probably go and try that for a period of time. Although dehydration is just really bad for you, and I don't really want to mess around with that. So I just wanted to share the beginning of this journey, and if there's ever a tip or a tool that promotes healthy living, I've got to say that fasting is probably one of the most important that I've ever experienced. And I think that if there's one thing you could do to make yourself healthy, I think it's fasting. So the next time I'm going to talk about actually what happens when you fast, and we'll get a little deeper into different types of fasting. I think that's about it for now. I want to thank you all for participating in the Healthy Living Podcast. And if you know, you know. So if you're listening to this and you know, send me a text or an email or direct message me and just put fast. If you know, you know, and I will hook you up with a treat and you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. Thanks. Have a great day.